Lived in Seattle for a long time. It's all the same. All the Northwest. Yeah. It's really a...
Many of the people in the back room are heartily welcome.
Yeah.
I guess you know what theme set is all about. The great composer Walter Donaldson, one of my all-time favorites. You know, I not only collect sheet music and records and piano rolls from that era, so I have a good sense of who was popular in terms of the number of pieces of sheet music you find. And Walter Donaldson must have sold in the millions of copies, because there's still millions of copies of his music from the 1920s available in any pile of sheet music. And though I had my love of Walter Donaldson confirmed the other day, I bought a copy of a wonderful magazine called Vanity Fair from 1929. It was a very wonderful literary magazine at that time. And it had an article on America's greatest composers, and it only listed four. Only four. And these were considered the ultimate in music, modern music. George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Vincent Humans, and Walter Donaldson. Cream of the crop. So let's see if the article was correct. I'm playing some of Walter Donaldson's most memorable pieces. I'm going to start out with a piece from 1929, strangely titled, "Tain't No Sin to Take Off Your Skin and Dance Around on Your Bones." Biggest Broadway success. Florence Ziegfeld approached him and asked him if he would write the music for for a new Eddie Cantor musical called Whoopee. And Walter wrote the music, and much of it became standards in the American literature. And I'm going to play for you one of the most famous pieces, the title song, Makin' Whoopee. Oh. Right. We'll have the quiz will be afterwards, of course, by a show of hands. It'll be very democratic, very peaceful. You'll tell me what year this was published after I play it. Maybe the style of the piece will give you a clue in case you want to guess, but I don't want guesses. I want knowledge. The piece is called He's the Last Word. Please raise your hands if you know the year that that was published. Wow, which do I choose? There's so many. I just have to... How about you?
1928.
Do we have any other suggestions? Yes, you in the middle. Yes, you young man, beautifully dressed with nice glasses.
26.
Now, in my world, there's only one answer, one correct answer, and it is 1926. But I appreciate everyone who made an effort to contribute. Thank you. And young man, what's your name?
Greg is my name.
Greg, and what school do you go to? Just want, if you know any teachers, I want you to thank them for making you such a well-educated person. So, based on what I've just played, you might think, oh, well, Walter Donaldson, the king of pep. And he was, but he could also write tender ballads. For the show Whoopi, just before the show opened in 1928, October of 1928, Ziegfeld came to the composer, Walter Donaldson, and to the writer and said, oh, there's a slight change. I'm introducing a new cast member, and I need some songs for her. Well, the curtain was about to go up. What do you do? You gotta write the songs, you gotta orchestrate them, you gotta change the script. Everyone was a little bit miffed. The star they wanted to put in was a wonderful singer named Ruth Etting. And everybody loves Ruth Etting, America's radio sweetheart. However, everyone was irritated by this last minute change. And so, I know I'm not praising Walter Donaldson, but he and the lyricist decided they were not happy with this, and they were going to play not a joke, but a cruel joke on Ruth Etting by writing a piece that she couldn't possibly sing, one with a range so wide that only a great opera singer could possibly do it. And they gave it to her, and she sang it beautifully, and it became a huge hit, both for the composers and for her. And when Hollywood created a biopic about Ruth Etting, they named the biopics. The biopic's title is the name of that very song, Love Me or Leave Me. Thank you. Sam created a biopic of Florence Ziegfeld, the great Broadway producer. And naturally, since one of the composers most heavily associated with Ziegfeld was Walter Donaldson, they hired Walter Donaldson to write the score. And he wrote some beautiful songs. I'm going to play one of them for you right now. It has the amazingly compact title of You. Baby just cares for me, and I thought I would play that for you. Thank you. Whoopi. Thunderous hands, oh yes, beautifully dressed lady in the back. I think it's a lady who goes to famous film festivals in Hollywood, if I'm not correct, if my ESP is working today. Am I correct? Have you ever been to a film festival in Hollywood called CineCon? Yes. See? And young lady, wait a minute. Becky. Your name? Oh my goodness, I'm good. Oh, I could read your card from here, of course. What? Who's the producer of that movie?
Samuel Goldwyn.
Oh, brilliant! What an audience! I knew I attracted the best audiences here. I'd like to play for you a piece from 1922. This song was a huge hit for him, but not just in 1922, but years later, in 1928, it became the theme song for the wonderful Academy Award-winning movie, Wings. And it's called My Buddy. Collaborated with Gus Kahn, was over at Gus Kahn's house in 1922, and it was time for the little boy, the son that I met, to go to bed. And Walter Donaldson had given him as a gift this little toy pig. And this toy pig made a noise, and the noise was... And so, based on that melody sequence, Walter Donaldson came up with the song, My Buddy. Isn't that sweet? So, now I'd like to play for you another Walter Donaldson song that begins with the word my. The first one, My Buddy. Now I'm going to play for you, My Blue Heaven. course, was from 1927. And quite amazingly, although everybody knows that song as a jazz standard today, that song was instantly popular. It was a million record and million She Was Acceler almost from the beginning, but largely for one recording, and that is a very sweet and ballad-like recording with Gene Austin. If you ever see a pile of 78 records somewhere in some far-flung antique store, you will find several copies of Gene Austin's My Blue Heaven. Now I'd like to play for you another song from Walter Donaldson that is on the peppy side. This is one that Paul Whiteman recorded with a famous solo by Big Spiderbeck. It's called Changes. Stay in this room for the next wonderful performers, or go off to all kinds of excitement that this festival offers. This last tune was written in 1933 for Maurice Chevalier to sing in a special Broadway show, a one-man show, called An Evening with Maurice Chevalier. And the song is called Hello, Beautiful. Thank you.
who's here, look at those blue eyes. I wonder would those eyes refuse me? Oh joy, look at those lips, look at that sweet smile. Heart and just please excuse me. Hello, beautiful, how'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Tell me, beautiful, where are you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? Bring you what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful, how can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?